Hello, thank you for calling MX Health. My name is Ashley.
Yes.
How can I help you today?
Hi, Ashley. I was having such a hard time trying to return the CBD oil. It was a mistake. I ordered over the phone, and the young lady, I thought she put in the right, I wanted the right formula. It was the oils, omega oils. And for some reason, I never got them. I got this. She sent, or he, the stock room sent CBD. So she said to me, go online, because I just said, wanted to find out where can I resend it, you know, back.
Okay.
So I've been trying online with the Care. She gave me the Care website, and I'm not getting any response. I've spent like an hour practically. Can you help me to find out where
let me
I would
get-
send it?
Sure, let me get that order pulled up for you. Do you know or do you recall the email you would have used?
Yes, Cleo, C-L-E-O dot Lucas, L-U-C-A-S, number 2@yahoo.com.
Thank you, ma'am. And while I'm getting this located, could I ask you to confirm your name and the address it was received at?
Yes, it was a Cleo Lucas, 350 West 24th Street, 5D, New York, 111.
Okay. I appreciate you sharing this information. It has brought up, I see an order, it looks like our CryoFree CBD Advanced Joint Defense, and you said that was the wrong product, and you had called prior to start the return process?
I called to let them know, you know, you guys know that I wasn't sent the right product. I wanted the omega-3 oils. And then the woman, I mean, she took forever, and the way she acted, like, oh, this is no big deal, just send it back. But meanwhile, doesn't she even have the address? You know, I'm 71. You know how it is for seniors.
Yes, ma'am.
And I finally got where you could do a chat, you know, where it said, you know, it was just like, please give me the address where I could send it back. And nobody's responding to that.
Okay. I definitely understand. With it being, what exactly was the concern you were ordering the product for? Do you have arthritis pain?
Well, you know, when I look at this, I think the omega oils, right? They were the good, right? The good, the fish, were they fish oils?
The omega-3 fish oil, the ultra pure?
Yeah, and my chiropractor guy, he looked at them years ago, and he said, this is a good product.
Gotcha.
And then all of a sudden, I stopped receiving. I think I would receive twice a year, I think two boxes. And then the order stopped, and the young lady I spoke to said the promotion was over, so I wasn't receiving it anymore. But then I'm looking at this, and, you know, I like to take them to a real nutritional person to really see what's in it and what they think about it. Like that oil was, he thought it was fantastic, you know. And,
yes.
You know, would you be able to give me the address so I could send it, and I'd like to get the omega-3 oils.
Okay. I definitely understand. I was taking a look at the full account that had been created when this order was started. I hadn't noticed any prior notations, unfortunately, but I was passing through any offers available on the joint defense, and I see that we do have the option to refund 50% if you're willing to keep the product.
Oh, like to try it, you know?
Yes.
So how much was it? How much was it?
In total, you paid $95.92.
So you said you'd give me, what, $45?
That would give you back, let's see the exact amount.
45 is 90. So something like 90.
Yeah, Yes, ma'am. The exact amount back on that would be $47.96.
Yeah. Maybe I'll try it. What? Because it's such a hassle. people don't, the way the woman acted, you know, was like, oh, it's no big deal, you know. But you seem, I was just annoyed with her, you know. I just like got very, no, forget it.
Gotcha. I'm sorry to hear that.
But you're very, I just like your tone, your attitude, and your compassion.
Yes, ma'am. So, of course, I understand the frustration. You know, I've been in a similar situation before myself, where I've contacted a company to place an order, and what I received back was just a little different than what I was expecting when I had called. So I definitely understand, and I'm happy to help where we can, and especially with you explaining the difficulty you've had following the return process we have set up online. I think this will work well for you, and I do believe in this product. With you mentioning that your doctor years ago had recommended our Ultra Pure, you know, as far as your joints go in it. Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am. I think this could show you some benefits as well with some continued use. But you said you are wanting the Ultra Pure as well?
I'm wondering. Let me take this and see how it works. Because there's no oils in here, huh? What's in there?
Well, let me see if I can get you any ingredients on the product. Let me pull up the website.
I'm looking in the back, but full spectrum hemp oil. I know about that oil. That's 100 milligrams in there. See, I'm not familiar with the, you know, the CBD and the beta something or another.
Yes, ma'am.
The eggshells. I heard about eggshell membrane. And then I was just concerned with all these other, you know, additives.
Mm-hmm.
The,
like the clove leaf oil. I definitely understand.
Yeah.
If there's any ingredients you see there listed that you would have any concern on you taking, we would definitely recommend to consult with your doctor firsthand before trying the product, of course.
Yeah. Sunflower, lecithin. And, but I don't know how much, you know, because I know that I had my gallbladder removed years ago. And
okay.
My doctor said, my doctor said, take lecithin, you know, to get rid of the fat or something like that. Just the fat.
That's interesting.
Well, yeah. Well, I think that's fair. I'll try it. And then, I hope I get someone that can put in the order correctly. See, I asked where the breakdown was. Is it in shipping, you know? I mean, she's on the computer taking my order. Do you have any idea how those things can happen? The order's got messed up, or it's the paperwork the person's doing, or when it gets to the factory?
I would have to, let me see if I can find any information on as to who placed this order for you and see what we can find out as to what had happened. I don't know if maybe the representative you had spoke with, I'm not too sure if they had clicked on the wrong product in error, maybe, or...
Yeah.
If there had been a misunderstanding on their part as to exactly what you were needing. Let me see if I can find anything here for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. I have noticed just one note here on the account, but it's from the representative who placed the cancellation back on June 10th. But I hadn't noticed anything prior from when the order was actually submitted back on June 6th.
So you're saying that the actual order went in the 6th?
Yes, ma'am. It was placed on June 6th.
You see how much time has gone by? Because it's like how many days or whatever, you know, do you have to return it? I didn't open it. That's what it looks like the box, you know, that asked. Have you opened it? And I said no. And and I felt like I spoke to the same woman that I spoke to the first time when I ordered, and then the second time to say I got the wrong product. but she didn't deny or say it wasn't her.
Oh, odd, because I see you actually spoke with a gentleman on June 10th, Ricky.
I'm wondering, what, do you see Ricky twice? Because I thought I spoke to the same person. I hope I didn't.
Just a note from the cancellation placed on June 10th.
Yeah, you don't see two people who spoke to me, because I called twice, once to place the order.
Yes, ma'am, I definitely understand, and I believe you there, because, we would have placed the order through our website and the system ourselves with you calling in, but on June 6th, I just see the notations generated by the system when the order was placed, but no notes were left by whomever actually took the order on June 6th. Like,
right.
we place the concern of the customer or whatever action we've done, you know, in our own words, we notate the account. I don't see anything like that on June 6th.
So, but you're saying, okay, June 6th is when the first time I called to place the order. Right.
Right, and that would have been the person who would have submitted the order incorrectly, and there's nothing left by them.
Right, there's no name. There's no name. Okay, so I am going to try the product. And I even thought of ordering online the oils. You know, I was so traumatized thinking, oh, no, you know, can I get a correct order over the phone, which I usually don't do, you know. So that's what I'll do. And then, as you said, check with my doctor. But I think it's fair to try this. Perhaps it will help. And say I took an omega-3, it wouldn't interfere with anything, would it? It's different than omega-3, right?
It is a different product. As far as I know,
yeah.
It wouldn't have any interactions. But again, if you are on any medications prescribed by your doctor, if you have any concerns on the ingredients it contains, definitely reach out to them before you try it.
Oh, okay. That's what I'll do, because I am on blood pressure medication.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. All right. Hopefully. And then where would I, if I changed my mind, can you tell me where I would return it? Is the, I see on the back with the phone number, there's the address. It said manufacturer. Could I send it to the manufacturer?
So basically the return process, the customer should initiate that process through our site link. I can provide the website for you.
She did that. And I'm having, I'm spending forever. As I said, there's no success. I went to the care, whatever, and nobody has responded. And I keep emailing, and nobody is responding, just to tell me where I send the product. Does that sound suspicious to you?
No, ma'am. So I'm not aware of any care email that would be associated with the return site. I can provide the return address if you have a moment to jot it down.
Okay, yes, I do.
Okay. So the physical address you would have to send it back to after initiating the return process is 41 Canal Street. Yeah.
Canal Street. 41 Canal.
Yes, ma'am, and that's in Lewiston, Maine. Lewiston.
Lewis.
T-O-N.
I-S-T-O-N.
That's in Maine, yes, ma'am. And the zip code is 04240.
Great. And it would be your company, right? OMAC?
That's correct.
Okay. But, you know, I'm going to try it. And you've been, seem to be so helpful. And I don't feel frustrated or angry, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Where I don't care how much, but with the other person, I don't care how much of a discount you're giving me. I am not, and how good the oil was. I don't want to deal with you guys, you know. So
just want you to know that, that it can affect business.
I definitely understand.
Yeah. Okay. So I think I'm going to try it. And do you take it with food? It says, well, I can read that myself. You really don't know these products, right?
Oh, yes, ma'am, I do. And I would suggest if you know you try the product, you go ahead and have at least a light snack in your system. I mean, crackers, toast, anything light like that'll do, or, you know, after a meal even. But I haven't had any feedback from customers where this would cause any type of upset stomach or anything like that.
Oh, that's great. And, but you know, because I've been taking, you know, at 70 to 1, I've been taking so many things. And then I was taking so many things that I felt like my muscles were bothering me. And I just stopped everything, you know, and thinking that, you know, what's going on? Because you could get poisoned if you, or things don't, if you don't know what you're doing, right? That you don't have a health and nutritional person.
That's
so
correct.
It can be dangerous, yeah. So, usually it's just with taking them before for food or after food. So it's really after food. You said light or after a meal.
Yes, ma'am, just something light in your stomach, and at least until you know how you would react to the supplement.
Oh, yes, okay. Yeah, be aware of that. Okay, thank you so much. What's your name?
You're welcome, and my name is Ashley.
Ashley. Thank you so much, Ashley. You've been very helpful.
You're welcome, Ms. Lucas. And I'm not too sure that I had advised, but at the very most, you're going to notice the 4796 reflect within the next 3 to 5 business days into the Build Bank account, okay?
Oh, thank you for reminding me. 3 to 5.
Of course.
Yeah, business days for the refund. Wonderful. You have a lovely evening, and you were very helpful and professional. Thank you, Ashley.
Well, thank you, Ms. Lucas. You do as well. And I thank you for calling Omax Health. Bye now.